on the Station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A political analyst believes South Africans should expect more tensions within the government of national unity. On Saturday, the DA announced its withdrawal from the national dialogue. It came after President Cyril Ramaphosa removed the DA's Andrew Whitfield from cabinet after an unauthorized trip to the US. The party also says it won't support any budget votes for departments run by ANC ministers implicated in corruption. Well, analyst Dr. Imran Abakas says the DA's decision is likely to deepen divisions in the unity government.
When you have two parties that are so diametrically opposed ideologically, you know, that have two different visions despite what they say for the country, I think it's going to be difficult. If you take the major issues like the economy, the DA believes less in state intervention compared to the ANC.
Bakas says Ramaphosa was justified in firing Whitfield.
Politics is largely about the balance of forces. And I think in this particular instance, with the deputy minister of the DA going to the US without permission from the president, immediately places the DA on the back foot.
Meanwhile, the ANC says it may also reconsider its support for budget votes involving DA ministers. In a statement yesterday, national spokesperson Mahlengi Bengu said the DA should decide whether it's part of the GNU or the opposition. An award committee member in Chatsworth, south of Durban, says a deadly fire at the Sugamuva informal settlement was allegedly sparked by a stove left unattended. Sfiso Mayisa says the two victims had returned from a bar on Friday and were cooking late that night when the blaze started. He says residents heard screams and tried to help, but the fire had already engulfed the area. The blaze also tore through more than 20 shacks, displacing several families now seeking shelter at a local creche.
We are pleading with the municipality to supply the displaced with building materials. Dwellers are reluctant to relocate and claiming they have not received enough food. They had to return to their slums. The Tewini should give them permission to reconstruct their shacks.
In a separate incident, an investigation is underway after a 28-year-old man died in a house fire in Avoca Hills. One other person was treated for burn injuries yesterday. And abroad, a heat wave continues to grip large parts of Europe, with authorities in many countries issuing health warnings. The Spanish town of El Granado is the worst affected, with a new heat record of 46 degrees set on Saturday. According to Spain's National Weather Service, this month is also on track to be the hottest June on record. Red heat warnings are in force in parts of Portugal, Italy and Croatia, with numerous amber warnings in the rest of Europe. Back home, Durban's a high of 22 degrees today, Pietermaritzburg 20, Richards Bay 24. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.
And coming up in your sports, we'll hear from coach Rossi Erasmus following the win against Barbarians and, of course, looking forward to Italy on the weekend. Wimbledon gets underway today, so we hear from Alcaraz and Djokovic. And if you missed it, Lando Norris, he's won the Austrian Grand Prix.